withdraw sanctions it imposed on Chinese military agencies for buying Russian weapons or bear the consequences. Speaking to reporters Friday, a foreign ministry spokesman said that Beijing had lodged an official protest with the United States. Russia also reacted Friday, with the deputy foreign minister warned that the U.S. is playing with fire. The U.S. imposed sanctions Thursday on a Chinese military agency for buying Russian weaponry in violation of U.S. sanctions on Russia. Officials in Tanzania say that more than 100 people are now dead after a passenger ferry capsized on Lake Victoria Thursday afternoon. The search for survivors and victims continue Friday. Amateur cell phone video taken at the scene recorded rescue efforts shortly after the accident occurred. At least 37 people have been rescued, and a regional commissioner says some of them were in very bad condition. He also said that he would not speculate on how many people were on the ferry, but witnesses told reporters there may have been more than 200 people. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a new national cyber strategy, calling for more aggressive responses to the growing online threat posed by other countries, terrorist groups, and criminal organizations. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton.
We're going to do a lot of things offensively, and I think our adversaries need to know that. Some of the things we may well be in a position to talk about publicly, others we may well not be in a position to. So I wouldn't want to prejudice that. I just think it's important for people to understand that we're not just on defense, as we have been primarily on defense for a period of time.
The strategy, which takes effect immediately, is being billed by the Trump administration as the first fully articulated cyber strategy in 15 years, providing direction to various departments and agencies on how to best protect their data. This is VOA News. An international human rights watchdog group is accusing Nicolas Maduro's government administration of committing some of the worst human rights violations in Venezuela's history. The report highlighted the violence perpetrated by security officials during anti-crime operations in poor neighborhoods. Amnesty International's report, unveiled Thursday, featured a video presentation that included several Venezuelans talking about how their loved ones were killed in what Amnesty International terms extrajudicial executions. It now appears that Christine Blasey Ford may testify next week after all. She accuses U.S. High Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her when they were teenagers. AP Sagar Magani reports.
Her lawyer says Ford will testify if they can agree on fair terms that ensure her security. A Senate aide says the lawyer spent a half hour on the phone with committee staff yesterday, telling them Ford prefers to testify Thursday, not Monday, as the panel had scheduled, and she wants to do it without Kavanaugh in the same room. The lawyer also wants the committee to subpoena Mark Judge, whom Ford says was present when Kavanaugh assaulted her. Judge has told the panel he doesn't remember the incident and does not want to speak publicly. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The World Health Organization reports substantial progress is being made in containing the spread of the Ebola virus in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
WHO officials say they are pleased with the progress being made in limiting the spread of the Ebola virus, but that the outbreak of this fatal disease in Congo's conflict-ridden North Kivu and Ituri provinces remains active and vigilance must be maintained. WHO reports the situation in Mangina, the initial epicenter of the epidemic in North Kivu, is stabilizing. WHO spokeswoman Fadela Shaib tells VOA there are no security problems there, so health workers are able to safely access the area and treat those affected by the disease.
Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA News. Israel has provided Moscow with proof it was not responsible for the downing of a Russian plane in Syria. 15 Russian crew were killed when the IL-20 surveillance plane crashed in northern Syria Monday. Russia has said that Syria shot the plane down shortly after Israeli jets hit a target in the area. An Israeli delegation, including its Air Force chief and other officers, traveled to Moscow to brief about the incident. A U.S. federal court has indicted the son of the former president of Guinea and his wife for allegedly enslaving a young Guinean girl in their Dallas, Texas home. Mohamed Touré and Denise Cross Touré were charged with forced labor and more. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA 1, the best music, the best music.